Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Jantan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi launches 7th edition of nationwide Rashtriya Pushan Ma. Pushan Ma 2024 celebration kickstarts in Nagaland with Ek Bet Maa Ki Naam campaign. And 4 Naga girls to represent India at the 37th King's Cup Sepak Takraw World Championship in Thailand. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that atrocities against women and the society and the safety of children are matters of great concern for society. He said many strict laws have been made in the country for the safety of women, but there is a need to make it more active. Modi said the faster the decisions are taken in cases related to atrocities against women, the greater assurance of safety women will get. The Prime Minister was speaking after inaugurating the 2-day National Conference of District Judiciary at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. Modi said 75 years of Supreme Court is the journey of the Constitution of India and its constitutional values. He said this is the journey of India becoming more mature as a democracy. Modi said even in the dark period of emergency, the Supreme Court guaranteed the fundamental rights of the countrymen, and every time on question of national interest, the Supreme Court always guarded national integrity. On the occasion, Prime Minister unveiled a stamp and a coin commemorating 75 years of the establishment of the Supreme Court. In his address, Chief Justice of India, Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, said the conference will facilitate a dialogue between the district judiciary and everyone else so as to understand the concerns of direct judiciary judges. Union Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi launched the 7th edition of nationwide Rashtriya Pushan Ma at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. This edition of Pushan Ma will focus on anemia awareness, Pushan P, Barhai P, technology-based initiatives and an additional diet to eradicate malnutrition from the country. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister Annapurna Devi said the vision of developed India will be achieved only by the healthy and empowered women and girls in the country. She said Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized women-led development, and to achieve this vision, the Ministry of Women and Child Development has allocated 3 lakh crore rupees for various schemes pertaining to women and girls in the recent budget. The minister also lauded a Gujarat model of upgraded Anganwadis and use of technology in the governance. The minister also kicked off the nationwide launch of Ek Bet Maa Ki Naam campaign across all Anganwadis in the country. Pushan Ma 2024 celebration in Nagaland kick-started today with the Department of Social Welfare participating in Ek Bet Maa Ki Naam campaign. Secretary of Social Welfare Marta Rice led the Plan for Mother Plantation Drive. District Social Welfare and Block Officers and Anganwadi workers participated in the campaign at the District, Block and Anganwadi centres across the state. Rashtriya Pushan Abhiyan, Department of Social Welfare, Nagaland, in convergence with Departments of Health and Family Welfare, Rural Development, NSRLM, School Education, Ayush, Horticulture, Forest and Climate Change, Agriculture and Local Administration will be celebrating Pushan Ma 2024 during the month of September. Under the campaign of Ek Bet Maa Ki Naam, Woka District Administration, its staff, Forest Department, District Welfare Department and AECAWD took part in tree plantation campaign at new DC office Woka side today. The campaign seeks to ensure the plantation of 80 crore trees by September 2024 and 140 crore trees by March 2025 across India. 300 tree saplings were planted while active participation were witnessed from various community members and officials. The launching program of free skill training, Sampling Dela, for youth of Eastern Nagaland, implemented by Department of Duta, was held at PPC Ward, Longling yesterday. ADC Planning B. Longai Pong gave an introduction on the training, while Associate Pastor LTPC H. Mongwe encouraged the trainees about the value and importance of the training and offered a dedicatory prayer. Altogether, 100 trainees were approved by the ministry for this year. Meanwhile, another job role, Pattern Master, a free training for 100 youths, will also commence shortly. This news comes to you from Akashwani Gohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner PEC John Zelise has informed that Medical Department PEC will be conducting house-to-house headcount surveys from 1st September on the PEC town in order to collect data for routine immunization, micro-planning, non-communicable disease, DP, leprosy, etc. for the year 2024-25. Therefore, all are requested to cooperate and assist the medical department for successful conduct of the survey. A total of 14 teachers have been selected from the state for the state-level Teachers Award 2024 from both government and private schools across Nagaland. The selected teachers consist of 3 primary teachers, 1 senior teacher, 4 assistant teachers, 1 physical education teacher, 3 graduate teachers and 2 postgraduate teachers. Meanwhile, the Department of School Education has congratulated all the awardees. Surpassing the world's leading digital payment platforms, India's Unified Payments Interface, UPI, processed nearly 81 lakh crore rupees transaction in April-July period this year, which is staggering 37% increase year-on-year. According to the latest data by Global Payments Hub PaySecure, UPI processed 3,729.1 transactions per second, which shows a 58% surge over 2,348 transactions every second registered in 2022, surpassing China's Alipay, PayPal, and Brazil's Pix in the number of transactions. In July, UPI transactions crossed 20.6 lakh crore rupees, the highest ever during a month. The value of UPI transactions processed remained above 20 lakh crore rupees for 3 consecutive months. Minister of Ayush Pratap Rao Jathav said 10 new Ayush institutes will be opened in the next 5 years. He emphasized that the ministry is committed to fulfilling Prime Minister's effort to bring Ayurveda to every household. Addressing a program at All India Institute of Ayurveda in New Delhi yesterday, Jathav said that there has been a global shift in perception towards yoga and Ayurveda, and their acceptance is rapidly increasing. He said expansion of Ayush institutes in the country will enhance traditional medicine system and benefit every Indian citizen. And in sports, the 37th Kings Cup Sepak Takraw World Championship is set to take place in Thailand from September 1 to 8, with Indian contingent fielding 15 male and 15 female players. Among the women's team, 4 athletes from Nagaland have been selected to represent the nation at this prestigious event. The Naga athletes representing India are Sezo Vela Tozo, Rukovino Zikru, Siyekreno Tepa, and Mungshai. This selection marks a significant achievement for the region and highlights the growing prominence of Nagaland in the sports of Sepak Takraw. In addition to the players, Director of Youth Resources and Sports, Nagaland, Getosito Sekose, has been appointed as the Indian team manager. Meanwhile, the Nagaland Sepak Takraw Association has expressed their heartfelt gratitude to the Indian Sepak Takraw Federation for acknowledging the talent and dedication from Nagaland by selecting Getosito Sekose as the team manager. And now to the news, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for strict laws and faster decisions in cases of atrocities against women. Union Minister for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, launches 7th edition of nationwide Rashtriya Pushan Ma. Pushan Ma 2024 celebration kickstarts in Nagaland with Ek Bet Ma Ki Naam campaign, and 4 Naga girls to represent India at the 37 Kings Cup Sepak Takraw World Championship in Thailand. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.